Christmas. Oh, humbug. I know it's 2 weeks away, but come on, you do better than that. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
There we go! Christmas. That one single word is packed full of meaning. You know, I bet for everyone in this room, Christmas represents a time of joy, hope, and peace, get-togethers with family and friends, gift exchanges, decorating the tree, happiness. Like Timmy Walker here, for instance. Timmy is a seemingly typical 10-year-old boy who loves Christmas just as much as any other kid. He loves this time of year with all of its fancy decorations and happy memories. But he also loves Christmas because he has discovered its true meaning. Timmy's Christmas spirit is practically contagious to everyone he meets. Well, almost everyone. Meet Dr. Eugene Ignatius Fitz. Timmy's cranky old neighbor man. Dr. Fitz hates Christmas more than anything else, and he hates everything about it. You know, he can easily be compared to Ebenezer Scrooge or the Grinch. His one great pleasure in life is making everyone around him just as miserable as he is. He hates Christmas just as much as Timmy loves it. You know, these two different worlds are about to collide. Will Timmy's contagious Christmas spirit win over the cranky old professor? Or will Dr. Fitz ruin Christmas for Timmy forever?
I'm coming. I said I'm coming, I'm coming. No need to be so noisy. What?
Good morning or afternoon, kind sir or madam. It is a pleasure to meet you. My name is Timothy Patrick Walker. I am selling Christmas goodies as a fundraiser for my school. All proceeds from these sales go directly to my school. Don't worry, it's not a scheme. Might I interest you in some festive goodies?
No.
Perhaps you might be interested in some coloring lights. We have homemade gingerbread houses.
No.
Tasty peanut butter fudge. Or at least I think that's what it used to be.
Ew, that is repulsive. Get that away from me.
I think I left it in the sun too long. Don't worry, my grandmother will still buy it. Perhaps she might enjoy these beautiful seasonal cards decorated with nativity scenes.
No, no, no. I don't want any of your junk.
I would hardly call this quality merchandise junk. Would you be interested in a necktie with an electronic snowman nose? It blinks.
Did you not happen to see the large no soliciting sign at the front of the neighborhood?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. Unfortunately, I have no idea what that means. But I will definitely keep an eye for any suspicious-looking characters.
Young man, panhandling is a misdemeanor. Or at least it should be. Now, if you'll kindly take all your junk off my front porch immediately, I may decide not to call the police.
Well, a simple note thank you would have sufficed. I'm sorry if I was being too persistent, sir. My teachers tell me it's both enduring and trying.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Norma, bring me a nerve pill. This child is upsetting me.
Who's Norma?
She's my caretaker, if it's any of your business. Norma!
I'm very sorry to have bothered you. Here, take this candy cane. On the house!
Young man, I don't want any of your junk. Did you not happen to notice that my house is the only house on the entire block that doesn't have any Christmas decorations?
Well, I thought maybe I got
it. Yeah, well, you thought wrong. I don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a holiday for superstitious and simple-minded people. The only thing worse than Christmas is Easter.
Oh, I love Easter.
Shocking. What a poor excuse for parents. What kind of school has children peddle Christmas goods as a fundraiser anyway?
My school does. Shady Mountain Christian School. It's a great school.
Ah, I see. You've been brainwashed, you poor child.
Dr. Fitz, don't you want your pill?
Yeah. Listen to me, kid. You ignore anything that they tell you at that school. You're being taught nothing but lies and foolishness.
Dr. Fitz.
Hey, come here, Norma. Now remember what I said, kid. You ignore anything that they tell you at that school, especially anything about Christmas or Jesus. What is it now? What?
Hi, I'm Sherry Walker. I live just down the street at 201.
Yeah, I know who you are. You're the one that left those cookies on my doorstep when you first moved in.
Yes, I guess I did.
Yeah, well, I'm diabetic, so I would appreciate if you didn't leave poisonous things on my doorstep. Oh, yeah, and those flyers for some summer cookout and fall festival at some church, those belong in the trash bin, not on my front porch.
I'm sorry about the cookies. I had no idea.
Well, so you didn't. What do you want now?
My son Jimmy was here a few minutes ago.
Yes, I vividly remember. What of it?
Well, he seems to think you told him not to listen to what the teachers say at school. I was sure he had misunderstood, but he seemed pretty confused.
I most certainly did tell him to ignore any brainwashing dribble spoon-fed to him at that poor excuse for our school. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, sir, I must say, I am shocked. I thought for sure Timmy had misunderstood what you were saying. I understand that you may not agree with our beliefs, but I would appreciate it if you wouldn't tell my little boy not to listen at school.
Well, I would appreciate if you didn't let your little boy trespass on my property and peddle Christmas goods like some vagabond on my front porch.
I tried telling him it wasn't junk, Mom, and you showed the time.
Norma, I need another pill. The child is back.
Look, Mr.
Fitz, and it's Dr. Fitz.
Dr. Fitz, I'm sorry for bothering you. We will make sure not to bother you again in the future with anything.
Good. I'm an old and sick man who isn't going to live very much longer, and I would just like to spend my last few days in peace.
I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Fitz. I will be praying for you. If there's anything I can do, please let me know.
There most certainly is. One, don't pray for me. And two, take that child out of that silly school. He's a bright one and is full of potential.
See, Mom, I told you he kind of likes me. He just looks like a mean old man on that side.
I didn't spend 40 years educating students in molecular biology to stand idly by while children are taught silly superstition.
Well, I don't think I can do either of those things, Dr. Fitz. I'm going to pray that God brings true peace to your soul, peace that only comes through the gospel.
I'm going to pray too, Mr. Dr. Fitz.
Norma, bring me two pills this time. Norma!
Mr. Dr. Fitz, he wants to come to my Christmas play at my school.
Oh, no, Timmy, he doesn't want to.
I'm going to be the star of the play at the top of the manger, and I'm going to sing a beautiful song about Jesus.
Norma!
I'm coming, Dr. Fitz.
What took you so long? I may keel over at any moment, and no one seems to care.
I'm going to go with my son-in-law. My daughter's going to have her baby any moment. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. But I have to fly to Miami tonight.
Miami? Miami? What am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. I can call the agency and have them send over somebody as soon as they're available, but it is the holidays.
Well, that's just great. I'm most likely going to die at any moment, and I'm not even going to have anyone here to give me my last few pain pills before I die.
Dr. Fitz, it isn't as bad as all that.
Mr. Fitz, I have an idea. My older sister Sarah is a nurse.
Well, she's in college studying to be a nurse.
She and I can come over and babysit you.
I don't need a babysitter. I just need someone to come over and watch me die.
Oh, well, in that case, maybe just my sister will come.
I think it's a great idea. I could call the agency and see if she was qualified, but Dr. Fitz, all he needs is some supervision and somebody to give him a pill every now and then. I think it would be a great idea. I don't know. I mean, is that okay with you, Dr. Fitz?
Please, 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 Dr. Fitz. I'm making cookies. I even help you decorate.
Well, it doesn't look like I had much of a choice, now does it?
No, it doesn't.
Fine. On one condition. None of that religious Christmas malarkey.
Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power and demons.
decorations over because she doesn't really think you want them. But I knew you would love them. Oh, Sarah, the tree looks beautiful. Don't you think so, Mr. Fitz? Mr. Fitz, do you have any grandchildren?
No, I don't.
You think I could adopt you as my grandfather? I never knew my grandfather. I always wanted one.
I don't think that's the way that works. Wait just a minute, young man. What is that?
It's a shepherd.
I told you you could bring a few Christmas decorations over as long as none of them were religious.
But, Mr. Fitz, that's impossible. Jesus' birth is the whole point of Christmas. It won't even be a holiday without it.
Nope. A deal's a deal. None of that nonsense in my house.
Timmy, are you feeling okay? Do you need to sit down?
I'm okay, Sarah. Mr. Fitz, I know you don't want Jesus in your house right now, but I sure hope one day you'll let him in your heart.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't, but you will.
Your pride is not.
Maggie, you wouldn't believe this child. He's just as pushy and excitable as you were. Seeing him out here makes me miss you so much. And he talks about Jesus all the time. I didn't get a kick out of that. Maggie, it's just a million dollars.
Hey, Mr. Finch, how are you feeling today? You look great.
Good afternoon, Timmy. I'm feeling achy and miserable.
Why not all mixed up? I brought you some Christmas music.
Sarah, you might as well bring me a pill now.
Who's Maggie?
What?
I heard you talking to Maggie, but I didn't see anybody.
Maggie is my wife. She passed away a little over a year ago, and I guess I occasionally talk to her without realizing it.
Oh, is that kind of like praying?
No, it most certainly is not.
I wish I could have met her, Mr. Fitz. I know I would have liked her.
I think she would have liked you, too.
Dr. Fitz, did you say you needed a pill? Oh, hey, Timmy, how are you feeling today?
I'm great. Not achy or miserable.
Yeah, well, I just feel awful. But I guess you don't really care about me, now do you, sir?
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz. I'll go get you a pill right away.
You left this here the other day.
Oh, that's where the lost shepherd went.
I've been trying to remember. What did the shepherds have to do with baby Jesus anyway? Didn't they take him to a stable or something?
No, no, no. They didn't take the baby Jesus. They found him.
Oh. But why were they looking for him?
Because they had heard their whole lives that a Messiah was coming who was going to set his people free. And one night, while they were all sitting out in the fields, an angel appeared in the sky. He told the shepherds that the Messiah had been born that very night. Well, naturally, they all got really scared at seeing the big angel floating in the sky. Then the angel invited the shepherds to come and see Jesus and worship him.
But if he was the great Messiah of the Jews, why did the angels bother to tell a bunch of random shepherds? Why did they tell important people? Or why did they tell everyone for that matter?
There were kings that got to come see Jesus too, but the shepherds got to see him first. My teacher said, that's just the way God is. He isn't a respecter of persons, and Jesus wasn't just for the rich or religious people. He came to die on the cross for everyone, and anyone who believes in him can have eternal life.
Thank you.
that's a nice story. Very inspirational.
It's not just a story, Mr. Fitz. It really happened.
I can tell you certainly believe he did. How about you tell me the story again? Just this time, leave out all the make-believe parts, like the angels and the miracles and all of that stuff.
I can see we still have a long way to go. You know, Mr. Fitz, even old people can become Christians. All you have to do is repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your own personal Savior.
Your Jesus has plenty of old people without adding me to the list.
Dr. Fitz, do you know where you put your pain medication last? I can't find it anywhere.
Of course not. I'm old. I lose everything. You're the young one, Sarah. Just keep looking. I'm sure you'll find it. But hurry up. I feel awful.
Mr. Fitz, will you come to my Christmas play tonight at school? Won't you? Please?
Timmy, you ask me the same question every day, and I give you the same answers.
Oh, well, I know you would like it. I'm going to be the star of the show.
Oh, are you playing the baby Jesus?
Oh, no. We're using the baby doll for the baby Jesus.
Timmy gets to play the actual star. You know, like the Star of Bethlehem?
I get to stand on top of the stable and sing the star song. A wondrous night.
Oh, well, that does sound very entertaining. Sarah, did you find my pills yet?
Yes, Dr. Fitzgerald. Right here. Timmy, what's wrong? Are you feeling tired?
I'm just sleepy, that's all.
You know, for someone who's here to take care of me, you sure don't spend very much time doing it.
I'm sorry, Dr. Fitz.
I've been asking for my pills over and over again.
Okay, Dr. Fitz, they're right here. But, you know, you're not the only one around here who's got problems.
No, I'm just the only one who's dying.
You know, Dr. Fitz, if you only knew the truth...
Sarah, let's go! We have so much to do tonight for the concert! Goodbye, Mr. Fitz! I hope you feel better! I pray to you every night!
Bye, Dr. Fitz. I'll see you in the morning to give you your pain medication.
Goodbye, and good luck tonight, Timmy.
I'll look for you in the audience. I'll bring one of the star costumes.
A star costume? Who ever heard of such? Wonder what you heard on this CD. Christmas music should help answer your questions. I wonder what's on here.
Child is this to lay to rest on earth?
Tibby's innocent persistence had begun to wear on the cranky old professor, where selfishness and bitterness once resided. A love for this pesky little 10-year-old boy had begun to settle in. On the night of the Christmas play, Dr. Fitz dug out his favorite sweater, polished off his best shoes, and fitted with his bow tie till he had it just right. He put on his hat and his overcoat, got behind the wheel of his old Cadillac, and made his way to Timmy's school. Once inside the auditorium, something strange began to happen. He found himself surrounded by Christmas joy.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi. Have I found my way to the illustrious Christmas program?
You sure have. Welcome to the Shady Mountain Christian School Christmas play.
Is everyone here always so perky?
Well, everyone's pretty excited. Do you have a grandchild in the play?
Well, not exactly, but kind of.
Well, I'll tell you what. Come with me and I will find you a seat. How about right here?
Well, actually, I need a seat near an exit, and preferably away from any drafts. And I hope there's no strobe lighting. Shh! What a way to treat a dignified professor.
To offer, go to man.
me, ma'am. Excuse me.
Yes?
Yes, I came tonight to see Timmy Walker in this play. I believe he was supposed to be the star on top of the table, but I didn't see him anywhere.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but Timmy had another episode earlier this afternoon.
What?
He's in the hospital right now.
What are you talking about?
Wait, didn't you know? Timmy is very ill. He's not able to come to school very often, and although we really wanted him in the play, he wasn't able to make it.
No, there must be some mistake. It must be someone else.
I'm so sorry.
In shock and disbelief, Dr. Fitz made his way from the auditorium and headed straight to the hospital. The hour was late, and he was exhausted, but right now, nothing mattered more to him than getting his pain. His mind raced as he made his way through the busy downtown streets. He didn't know what to expect or what condition he might find Timmy in. How could any of this be happening right now? How could such a happy little boy be so sick? How could he miss the signs? How could he endure losing someone he loved yet again? Frantically, he made his way through the hospital to the pediatric specialty wing and desperately searched for Timmy's room.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you a family member?
Yes, yes. I'm basically a relative. I must get through. Oh, Timmy. Dear God, I know I haven't talked to you very much, or you haven't really heard from me very much. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you could just listen to me this one time, I don't know what to say. I know I've spent most of my life fighting against you, and it seems shameful for me to be coming to you now. God, this little boy is such a wonderful little boy, and it just seems so wrong that he should suffer. Please, God, just spare his life. Don't take him away from his mother, or me for that matter. I'm sorry that I spent all these years denying you. I used to think you were harsh and uncaring and mean, and I wanted so much for you not to be real. But God, this little boy and his family have taught me that I was wrong. I know that you are the God of kings and shepherds, and you love all people, even the most wretched of sinners, even those that have denied you and fought against you. God, I believe in you, and I believe your son died for me. I accept you as my Savior. I have heard the story of your birth and death, and I believe in you.
Sacrifice and love and take our place.
And
prayer. Don't let this little boy die.
I'm not dying, Mr. Fitz. I was just taking a nap.
Timmy, you're okay.
Careful, Mr. Fitz. The doctor's got wires in me.
I'm sorry. I'm so happy to see that you're all right.
You were just crying, Mr. Fitz.
Yes, Timmy. I guess I was. After a long life of running from God, I decided I finally wanted to accept Him.
Mr. Fitz, that's the most wonderful news I think I've ever heard. Oh, Mom, did you hear? Mr. Fitz trusted Christ.
Dr. Fitz, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord.
You know, I never told you this, but my wife was a believer.
Really?
Yes. She went to church several years ago with some of her friends and came home announcing that she was a Christian. It made me so mad. I just couldn't understand why she would believe in a God who made her so sick and then took her from me.
I struggled with the same thought for the past 2 years since Timmy got sick. But I always remember that God is good, no matter what I may think or feel. And His way is best, even if I wouldn't have chosen it myself.
I just wish I could finally tell Maggie that I've accepted Christ.
Don't worry, Mr. Fitz. She knows.
What do you mean?
Well, the angels have been celebrating in heaven for at least 5 minutes by now.
How do you know that?
The Bible says in Luke that there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. So when you repent and accepted Jesus as your own personal Savior, the angels in heaven celebrated. I'm sure Maggie must have heard them. Just think how long angel celebration must be. Mr. Fitz, are you crying?
I'm just so happy.
Does this mean I can bring the rest of my Christmas decorations over?
Yes, Timmy. You can bring over anything you want, especially those shepherds.
You know, you're kind of like one of those shepherds, Mr. Fitz, because you heard about him just at Christmas time.
And you found him at Christmas time.
And because just like those shepherds, I was one of the least deserving to see the Savior, and yet He still saw me. Timmy, I want you to tell me the Christmas story one more time, but this time, don't leave anything out.